This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. How you doing, folks? A lot of news today. A lot of things happening, but we're focused on vets today because Veterans Day is around the corner and a neat, neat event that has been happening for a number of years in Bismarck. Eighth year this year. Yeah. A wonderful event. Schwann, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, and Action Movers, Capital RV, and Wells Fargo, and other sponsors, including iHeartMedia. You know about them, Todd, iHeartMedia?
A thing or two, yeah.
Exactly. So we're going to talk to a couple of guys that are working hard, getting ready to serve some vets. And the fun part is happening now. The tickets have been handed out. The meals have been ordered and prepped and prepared. And now everybody comes to enjoy here at the Elks in Bismarck, rather. So we look forward to chatting about that here coming up in just a couple of minutes. Also, as I mentioned, there is a lot of other news out there. We are going to play for you, reenact, rather, for you, the press conference yesterday at the White House, where Todd will be Jim Acosta and I'll be Donald Trump, so you can tell us who you think is on the right side of this
one.
And
then I'm going to get thrown out of the Elks.
Probably, yeah, exactly. You'll be your credential will be removed. Yeah, sad situation out of Thousand Oaks, California. We woke up to news of that. A war vet there. Of course, the media is focusing on the fact that he's a war vet, as you'd expect. Is an ex-Marine, I guess, 28 years of age, identified as the gunman. 12 people dead there during student night at a country bar. And not a lot of details, not a lot of, issues. I guess we do know that in April, police and mental health specialists were called to the home of the shooter after a disturbance, but they cleared him instead of having him being committed. So we'll be doing some second-guessing there as well. But that's what you, I guess, go to instantly when you think about this happening, that there were some issues there. So we'll be finding out more about that. But tragic. I don't know about you. I hear about it and I go, oh yeah, okay, yeah, it's a shooting. Who was it? Who got hurt? Did they? It's what you do now. There's unfortunately enough evil, enough stone cold hearts that these things happen. I hate the game after of the, is the gun to blame? Should we have done this? Should we have done that? That'll all ensue. But it is certainly. A sad day when college kids can't go to country night and have a great time. So we also have fallout from the president's it was a resignation from Jeff Sessions, but what does that mean for the Mueller investigation? A lot of questions being asked, and we'll answer as many of those as we can today and take your calls, your questions, and your comments as we go throughout the program. 271-1100. You can text us. Some great text coming in as well. 367-2054. Or Todd at 226-8503. I was just looking at a text from a listener saying that I erred by calling that man an ex-Marine. No such thing as an ex-Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine. I know that's my number one rule, but I was reading from a news headline, so leave it to fake news to get it wrong. Steve Ehrman, Steve Schwann are here, two of the fine sponsors for this wonderful Veterans Appreciation Meal that is going to be happening soon at the Elks. Who else are our sponsors over there that we need to shout out for?
Well, other than Schwann and Action Movers, we've got Choice Hotels, we've got Capital RV, we've got Wells Fargo Bank, and we've got Northwest Contracting, Jerry Spunskowski and his crew over there, and of course, we have you, Scott, and we have Todd, and representing iHeart, and our appreciation for that.
Really looking forward to it. There's already a line starting. The meal starts to serve at 10:30, but they've been here since about 9:45, Steve, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's always fun to see them come and stand in line, and it brings the excitement to it, and then we start serving about 10:30 here, and then we start rocking and rolling. 1,500 tickets this year, 50 24-pound turkeys. And we're going to rock and roll this year.
Biggest event?
Biggest event ever this year, and We're really excited about it. Got some great, great people helping. It's going to be fun.
What was the spark for this idea? What got it going?
A beer. Bruce Benz from Capital RV and I started this about 8 years ago. We were sitting at the Elks Club and said, there's got to be a way that we can show our appreciation to the vets. Well, how about serving a dinner, free dinner for them? Talked to the guy at the Elks. Yeah, we can do that. And we started with 300 tickets. And as it's just growing and growing and growing, and I'll tell you what, that's where we're at today, 1,500.
Steve Herman, you're a Vietnam vet. I mean, do you appreciation? Do you? I mean, I don't know that we thank vets enough, but do you feel appreciated?
I do. I feel so rewarded to see how the Iraq and Afghanistan troops have been accepted back home and respected after their war. And I think that's kind of flushed over into the Vietnam era. We certainly were disregarded early on during that conflict, that war. But I feel personally, I feel respected.
Are you a ticket taker today? What kind of duties do you have?
I'm a ticket taker. I'm the guy that says, are you sure you got a ticket? Or the ones that say, I didn't get a ticket. What do I do? And I say, show me a military ID. Show me that you were a former vet, and you're in.
It'll be kind of fun, though, to see them all come through, huh?
Oh, I just absolutely love this. There's a camaraderie, I think, with veterans where we truly are brothers and sisters for life. And I think the reason that this thing gets such a big response is that veterans get together in a large number in one place and say hello to one another.
Yeah, that camaraderie is really important, isn't it? I mean, it brings them back.
It really is. It was part of what the fighting forces do today. It truly is a brotherhood.
Did you get any mail from home when you were in Vietnam?
Oh, I did. I did. And actually, I was in Thailand, right next door to Cambodia and Laos and Vietnam, and I did get mail. Yes, and I sent mail occasionally.
It wasn't
real diligent, but I did send some out.
That had to feel pretty special, I imagine. You know, just get that communication from home. It's not like today where, you know, you're sending emails or texts or whatever, but, I mean, FaceTime videos for crying out loud for the vets so they can see the kids. Just, you know, then you were pretty well far removed from the day-to-day what's happening at home, right?
Well, you were. And it was always special to go. In our case, the guys next door in Vietnam, they had mail call. Well, we had a post office, so we'd on the base, so we would go to the base and or to the post office on the base, and every day if you went with a buddy, you wanted a piece of mail, because if one of you got one and the other one didn't, you didn't feel like it was right.
Yeah, pretty amazing. How many out there, Steve? Do you count? How many are in line?
They're lining up.
They're lining up. The lines are winding around now, so they'll be coming pretty quick. Well, this is a great day. Thanks for doing this, Steve, and thanks to all the sponsors and all the volunteers and all the good folks making it happen.
Oh, thank you, Scott, Todd. I can't tell you how much we appreciate you being here and the recognition, but especially thank you to all the veterans who gave their service to our country.
No kidding. This will be great. How long you serve? How long does it go?
Till 12:30. 12:30 to 1:30. We ended at 1:30. So three shifts, 10:30, 11:30, 11:30, 12:30, 12:30, 1:30.
God, it sounds good. Well, everybody's going to get a great meal, 1,500 of them for the biggest event yet for a military veteran. So really a neat deal. Thank you, Steve. Steve Herman from Action Movers, United Van Lines, and, of course, also Steve Schwann from Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac. Right, Todd?
Amen, brother.
Amen, brother. All right, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Let's find out what's on the mind of Kurt in Minot. Hello, Kurt. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott.
How are you?
My wife and I, we appreciate you guys and your program.
Thank you.
I think you probably, I got a couple of things I want to talk about, but the first thing is I think you need to give Heidi a little bit of slack. I think it probably comes down to just probably some bad manners and maybe some finesse. And I say that based on a call that I got from Bismarck one day from a friend of mine. He was in a restaurant there, and he saw Heidi and another gal that had been, I won't use her name, had been in public service. And he said it was embarrassing to watch them eat. He said they were really going after it. So I think we need to be a little bit easier on her in that respect.
Yeah, no, that's enough, as Donald Trump says. Right? Yeah. Isn't that what he? That's what he says.
There's really not much more it could be said about it all. It's been said.
And
so.
I do agree. I mean, you know, it's just it is what it is. It's just
that's
you know. Yeah.
But
okay,
anyway,
we're moving on. What else, Kurt?
Anyway, I want to talk to you about your bunker music. We appreciate your program, but your music leaves something to be desired. So I've got a good suggestion for you.
I'm ready.
I was a high school kid working on a farm back in 1962, and I used to wake up to my clock radio, and you guys on K-Fire hit a guy, he called himself the Old Reb.
Yep.
And he hit a set of pipes like you've never heard. And he used to kick off his program with he used several cuts off of a record that I hunted down and I have now. And anyway, there was a song on air by Chet Atkins, the great guitarist, and it's the title of a song I think that would be appropriate for you because you're always making mention of how your audience is so well informed. And
yeah, what's the name of the song?
The title of the song is "I Know That You Know."
All right, Kevin's in charge of bumper music, and we know we're due for a switch up. Long story, I'll explain in a moment. But anyway, Kurt, thank you.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include excellent crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Walsh, Stutzman, Lemoore, Dunn, Burley, Stark, Pembina, Grand Forks, and Norman counties in North Dakota and Minnesota. And excellent construction and farm equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, and Moorhead, Minnesota. Call Pipers 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at pipers.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich, a Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
T-shirts. Did you see the T-shirt on the server there?
No.
He said, I can explain it to you, but I can't understand it for you.
Oh, I still want one of those. Where is that?
It's a younger fellow just went back.
We so need those.
Yes, we so do. We do.
And then put what's in your mind on the back of it, and we need to be able to hand those out to folks.
I know that you know. Chet Atkins, that's on the list, right, Kev? You're going to add that to the list?
I'm working on it.
There you go.
We got some production surprises for you here before the end of the year. Kev's working on them, so just stay tuned, including updated bumpers. So we're on it. I don't know that his that doesn't matter. Let's tell you this.
What? You went halfway. You might as well go the rest of the way.
Serious?
You don't know that his...
No, it doesn't matter. does not matter.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It does to me.
It'll take too much time, and I want to get back to Melissa here wants to talk about some very interesting things here.
So hang on, Melissa.
Exactly right. First, I got to tell you about McKinsey Mineral Management. The MineralTracker.com website is a place you can get a free trial. Here's the deal. I know there are people listening to me right now that manage their minerals out of a shoebox, and this is a significant asset. And you just assume what comes in is what you do. But there's a way to take control of your asset and really know. Because this new software was developed by petroleum engineers in Watford City. And very handy, making sure you're getting paid the right amount on the checks you're getting from the oil companies. And makes good sense. MineralTracker.com. MineralTracker.com. Check it out. Okay, let's go to Melissa here. I mentioned Melissa was waiting. This has been fun because we haven't had time to play the little skit we're going to do between you and me, you being Jim Acosta, me being the president, because all of our fine listeners want to talk today, and that's great. That's what the show's about, so we're going to you first. Melissa, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Thanks for a great show. I'm looking forward to the skit. I'm going to put my money on you instead of, Jim Acosta's character there. What I wanted to talk about was, I know that you have at least one, if not more, kids in college, and I have had several that have gone through, and I have one in college right now, and it's just, they come home for holidays and whatever, and we start talking about politics usually, and it seems like they get so, I hate the word indoctrinized, but it just seems like that's what they hear on campus so much, and it's really hard to combat that. And wondering if you have any good suggestions on how to kind of talk to the kids to have them see how things should be instead of what they're hearing from their college professors.
Now, you know, it does worry me. Now, I
send them to Hillsdale College. That's what.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
I have a daughter that goes to school out east at a very liberal institution.
Yeah, we kind of wondered about that about you.
Yeah, and she got accepted there, and it's an Ivy League school, so she was excited to be. She's a sophomore now, and she has maneuvered it well. She honestly has. She knows what she believes, and I think if you're in that case, but I think a lot of kids just aren't all that into politics. They don't really even know what they believe, so then they go there and then they get the mind meld, you know.
Well, but that's the problem.
Yeah, it is.
And that was the influence at home. I mean, we're conservative. We have Christian values. I mean, we stress that. We prayed at meals. And you know what I mean? I felt like I did everything I could in the home environment to try and bring them up right, and now that they're not under my wing anymore. They're so influenced by the culture, and it's just, it's really disturbing to me.
It is. There is a number of people that are working on this that I really applaud. Some good books. David Horowitz is one of my favorites, and he's a former, radical liberal that just had his eyes opened and has done a lot of exposing of what goes on in the college campuses, and even the whole thing with Ben Shapiro and the things on campus, you just get the intolerance comes up front and center. I there's more work to do. There really is. It's real. It's not a perceived problem. It's not, conservatives being cranky and wanting people to think like they do. It is a hard left bias. You can find conservative professors and they'll tell you how bad it is. They know how bad it is, even from the professors. The problem is they're 2% of the population. So it's not a small thing. It's not a small thing, Melissa. It's something we need to keep working on, no doubt about it.
I will say go ahead.
I have one other thing to mention really quick. I don't get a chance to call in on Wednesdays. I really, really want to congratulate Kevin Cramer on his win. He was instrumental in helping my family with an immigration issue that was time sensitive and that came up during the, up before the election. And he took time to help us deal with this problem. And I just really appreciate him really looking out for citizens of his state, even when he had more on his plate than he probably had time to deal with. So congratulations to Kevin Cramer.
Yeah, that's great. The good news is he has a larger staff now. The staff he did have was great at helping with that stuff. Now he has a larger staff.
Yeah.
So, there'll be more of the same coming. Thanks, Melissa. Nice hearing from you in beautiful Watford City, North Dakota, my favorite city in the entire state of North Dakota.
Oh, brother. Wow.
Right there.
Wow.
Always has been, always will be. I love it. Sylvia in Freiburg, North Dakota. Go ahead. You're on What's On Your Mind.
I wanted to mention the man, one of your callers, who when she was, he was talking about Heidi Heitkamp and her that she wasn't a good person and so on, and he said something to the effect that, did you ever know a Democratic woman who was? And I find that very offensive. I know Democratic women who are very good people, and there's absolutely nothing you can could complain about except the fact they're Democratic. Everybody has the right to choose which party they wish to support, and I think it's very, very wrong to condemn all women who are Democratic because of some who are. You will also find some very Republican women who are not nice or good people. Thank you.
Yeah, and by the way, Sylvia, just so you know, I agree with you. I don't recall. I bristled a little bit when he was talking about the fact that he didn't think we should talk about it anymore, but then goes on to say that that she was eating with somebody and, you know, talking about how she was eating. I don't know what that has to do with anything. I mean, we want to keep this on the level of, a disagreement about policy, not about something we can't know. And I think a blanket statement like all Democratic women are not good, I would agree with you. I didn't hear the caller say that, but I'm going to take you at your word that that one got by us. But appreciate you. I'm glad you called, okay?
Well, I wouldn't be saying it if I hadn't heard it. And that was two different people that made those remarks. And I think it's just shameful that they are talking that way about a person that they don't actually know personally. And furthermore, it's just wrong.
I know a lot of people that, for instance, I'm a pro-life person. I don't believe anybody that that supports the idea of ending an innocent life is that's not good. I have a hard time being very, very offended by that to my core. But I'm not going to be the type kind of person that's going to go around and say, you're not a good person. I am, you're not. I mean, that's just that's dangerous territory. So I take your point. Jim and Bismarck, let's squeeze you in here. What's on your mind?
Yes, Heidi Heitkamp, you should go back and find the speech she made when McCain died and about being civil and reaching across the aisle and working with other people and being nice to each other and all of that. Seems like she kind of forgot her manners and stuff here recently.
Yeah, that I recall the conversation. That's happened from a number of different folks who sort of forget some of these things that are going on. Mobs everywhere. Jim, thank you. Appreciate that. All right, folks. They've begun serving. We're at the Alex and Bismarck. More after this.
On your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I've been to Norway. I want to go back to Norway. And when the family says, let's go to Norway, I say we're calling the pro, Carol Juven. How many times have you been to Norway?
174 times.
Holy buckets. And how many people along?
Approximately 49,000 total over the past 50 years.
50 plus years. What are you going to do next? Tell us about some of the trips you have on the docket.
First of all, we have the Norway Luxury Tour number one and number two. And they will be going, of course, in June and July both. And then we have the Best of Norway and the Hallingdal Tour. And, of course, we have a combination of land or cruise.
And we're going to do a trip, and it will be both. We're looking forward to that very much. There's no place on earth like Norway. If folks want to phone you up, what do they call you at?
1-800-343-0093. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Welcome along to beautiful Norway.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We certainly know that 12 or so families wake up this morning to tremendous loss, and we grieve with them.
That's Counselor to President Trump, Kellyanne Conway, speaking of White House reaction to the mass shooting at a bar in Southern California last night that killed 12 people plus the shooter. That gunman, now identified by authorities as 28-year-old Ian Long, who had served in the U.S. Marines.
I know the president will stand behind law enforcement. enforcement, federally, state, and local, as they continue their work. We won't interfere. We will completely support their work.
Among the 12 people Long shot and killed, a 29-year veteran sheriff's deputy. And authorities say Long then shot and killed himself. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg fell in her office last night. The 85-year-old justice is now at a hospital in Washington with 3 broken ribs. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Disappointed to hear your voice promoting North Dakota ethanol production. You, of all people, know that ethanol production numbers do not add up. Waste of taxpayer money. I hope your principles are stronger than this. Wow. First of all, what am I? Free market. I'm a free market guy. Todd, am I a free market guy or am I a free market guy?
Absolutely.
Always been a free market guy, meaning... look, you like ethanol, you like E85, or you like E15, or you like, you know, you choose that. You don't, number one. Number two, I am partial to farmers. That's why I love North Dakota. Agriculture is what has made North Dakota go for centuries. North Dakota's roots are agriculture. When 50% of corn farmers, actually, I think the number statewide is 40%, but in some areas, 50, 60% of the corn grown near, for instance, an ethanol plant goes into the ethanol plant. That is a very important bit of business for that farmer. So that's a good thing. And as far as a waste of taxpayer money, I would have to tell you that's maybe old information you have there. Because... subsidies are something of the past. That's gone. That is not there anymore. So, anyway, thanks for the text, though. I appreciate you listening and taking the time to chat with us today on the program. Brought to you by MyPillow. Our friends at MyPillow have given me a great deal to give you, and that is the MyPillow mattress topper. Okay? Michael Lindell's done it again. That's right. Mattresses, mattress toppers, pet pillows, travel pillows, sheets, the Giza sheets. Ooh, they're so great. Let me tell you about the mattress topper for a moment, okay? The mattress topper is 30% off right now. Plus you get 2 MyPillow standard pillows. And I am able to tell you how great this is because I sleep on one. So now I've got the MyPillow pillow, and I've got the MyPillow mattress topper, and our bed, which we thought was great, went up a notch with the mattress topper. It's just incredible. It really is. And now this comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you can order it up. It comes in a box. We just ordered one for our daughter. Came in. She, you know, coming back at Thanksgiving, wanted to make sure she had a nice, comfortable bed for her short stay back home. And already your sister's saying, well, where's mine? So call them at 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, and use the promo code Scott. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott. Okay? Look at this crowd, Todd. They have 3 lines going for this first shift There'll be three different shifts.
More turkey served per capita at 10:30 in the morning than anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Guarantee you.
John Carrington, what's on your mind?
First off, I wanted to say thank you to all the veterans standing in line. I'm a veteran myself. I called after hearing that young lady call, and I guess I don't know how to say it, but she badmouthed the guy, and I agree, it wasn't nice what that man said about the Democratic women. But I guess I listen to your show most every day, and I don't think I've heard her call and complain about all these women wearing the pink-eared hats and on TV every day saying about how bad the Republican conservative women are and white women are bad because they vote for Trump. And she only complained when somebody said it about somebody from the left, so I guess I'm kind of questioning her outrage, I guess, is probably the best way to describe it.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. And it is amazing. You know, there was a mob.
None of it's correct.
There was a mob at Tucker Carlson's house last night. Tucker Carlson.
What's that?
I mean, the Fox News Channel host has a wife and kids at home. He's at the Fox News studio, and these people are, you know, putting out his address and other addresses as well, and screaming and hollering, and you know, it's unbelievable. Now, yeah,
Sean Hannity, he probably ought to not go to his house. He's not a great Jerry. It's just like coming to my house. They'd get a surprise, you know. Go ahead, step
yeah.
to the door, see what happens.
Yeah.
kidding. It's absolutely disgusting, though. I mean, they won their little part that they were hoping to win, and they still won't let it go. I mean, they're never going to stop now. This is gone, and it's going to just keep getting worse and worse, and somebody's going to get killed. You know, the other part was bad, what's happened. But it's going to get worse. You know, one of these celebrities is going to get killed, or they're going to have to use violence to stop somebody from harming them, and then the left is going to go absolutely crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch, John. John in Carrington with the comment there. I have a bunch of texts I want to get to, but we've been promising the skit, so we probably should get to it, because one of the reasons I wanted to play the skit was if folks hadn't heard it, to say, you know, who's right here? Who's on the right side of, you know, decency in this exchange between Jim Acosta, CNN reporter, and the President of the United States, Donald Trump? About a five-minute ordeal. Let's roll it. You got it, Kev?
Yep, just one second here. Let me dial it up. Here we go. Ready?
All right.
Fire.
Thank you, Mr. President. I wanted to challenge you on one of the statements that you made in the tail end of the campaign in the midterms. That this caravan was an invasion. As you know,
I consider it to be an invasion.
As you know, Mr. President, the caravan was not an invasion. It's a group of migrants moving up from Central America towards the border with the U.S.
Thank you for telling me that.
And why did you characterize it as such?
Because I consider it an invasion. You and I have a difference of opinion.
But do you think that you demonized immigrants in this election
I want them to come into the country, but they have to come in legally. You know, they have to come in, Jim, through a process. I want it to be a process. And I want people to come in, and we need the people. You know why we need the people, don't you? Because we have hundreds of companies moving in. We need the people.
Right. But your campaign had an ad showing migrants climbing over walls and
They weren't actors.
They're not going to be doing
that.
They
weren't actors. Well, no, it's true. Do you think they were actors? They weren't actors. They didn't come from Hollywood. Right. These were people. This was an actual, you know, it happened a few days ago. And
they're hundreds of miles away, though. They're hundreds and hundreds of miles away. That's not an invasion.
I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN.
All right.
And if you did it well, your ratings would be much better.
If I may ask one other question, are you worried?
That's enough. That's enough.
Mr. President, Mr. President, I have one other question, if I may ask, on the Russia investigation. Are you concerned that you may have
I'm not concerned about anything with
you
the
may have
Russian investigation because it's a hoax.
Are you,
that's enough. Put down the mic.
Mr. President, are you worried about indictments coming down in this investigation? Mr. President.
I'll tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN. Go ahead.
I think that's unfair.
You're a very rude person. The way you treat Sarah Huckabee is horrible. And the way you treat other people are horrible. You shouldn't treat people that way. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Peter. In Jim's defense, I've traveled with him and watched him. He's a diligent reporter who busts.
Well, I'm not a big fan of yours either, so
I understand.
To be honest.
I'm not a big fan of yours either.
That was Peter Baker. I mean, they all sort of circled.
That's when Scott grabbed the mic for me just now as we reenacted.
Yeah, how'd we do? How'd we do?
I thought we did fine.
I think your voice was almost dead on, Costa.
Yeah.
I didn't say a lot. All I did was answer questions, and then he kept asking more questions.
And how many questions does a reporter get to ask at one
That's
time
enough.
In those things?
Yeah, I
exactly.
Mean,
that's enough.
So, folks, what do you take out of that? Who is the beneficiary of that exchange?
And he did not accost that girl. He did not assault. That's the one thing, though. He wanted to keep the mic. He wanted to keep a hold of that microphone.
Exactly.
So well, I think he pushed her hand away, and
yeah,
you know, she's coming
rude.
In for the mic.
But there's protocol. You don't hog it up
exactly.
like that.
Yeah.
You should get kicked out. Every president would kick anybody out who tried hogging it that much.
And what my only point is, his pass was removed for the fact that he did not interact with the White House staff appropriately, right? So he shoved the hand away. He wouldn't stop asking a question, and he shoved the hand away. That's why he got. It wasn't because he was asking questions
right.
the president didn't like,
right.
which is what everybody's going to say. But did you notice how that started? The very first thing this quote unquote reporter said.
Thank you, Mr. President. I challenge you on.
Yeah, play it all loud.
Challenge you on one of the statements that you made in the
yeah I don't know I couldn't hear it there as well, but he's saying I want to challenge you about something you said during the campaign. I mean, you're a reporter, ask a question.
Yeah.
I want to challenge you on, you know, I mean, it's like, well,
are you here to be a reporter or are you here to try to be the bully?
He's political,
clearly there to be the bully,
a political opponent.
You better
every turn Acosta asked a question, Trump answers a question. I think he was up to 5 or 6 questions by the time this thing was done.
And then he changes topics.
Now
I want to ask you 5 questions. Wait a minute. This is not like a 30-minute interview situation.
See, this is what reporters do. The reporters sit in a room during the campaign, and they see an ad in this case, this caravan, and these folks trying to make their way illegally in the U.S., jumping over, you know, walls and all kinds of things, and they say, well, that's a long ways away, so why worry about that? You know, when the president wants to call it an invasion, I call it an invasion. You disagree with me?
What do you call when 10,000 people are coming at you?
What
I call it.
I mean, technically, I guess the invasion is when they cross the border, but they're coming up in a group
all right,
to invade.
Impending invasion. Is that better?
Oh, Kevin in Fergus Falls, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just calling the after reading some of these headlines last night here this morning in regards to, like, these mobs outside of Tucker Carlson and, you know, Sean Hannity and Ann Coulter's addresses being published by Antifa. And I wrote the White House and stated, you know, praise Mr. Trump for president for, you know, getting rid of Jeff Sessions because he was elected to uphold these laws from and protect this country from enemies, foreign and domestic. And we got a hell of a lot of domestic enemies in this country. Antifa, these mayors and these sanctuary cities, they need to be prosecuted. They need to be arrested and prosecuted for treason against this country. If they don't want to uphold the laws in this country, it's traitorous behavior and it's treason. And that's my take.
That's an interesting and appropriate take, given what we've seen a lot of these folks.
You know.
And as soon as they would be, then it would be, you're trying to interfere with the investigation. Kevin, thank you. Glad to hear from beautiful Otter Tail County. Take a break. Get to some of these texts. Having a great time.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
We're back with Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, now in Devil's Lake 2. I'm looking at a new model of hot spring. Vince, tell me about this.
Yeah, it's our new line of hot spring Limelight hot tubs, and there's five in all. And it's really a unique hot tub. And we know that when you come in, you see it, you're going to think, wow, that is pretty cool. But beyond cool and looking great, and it looks like unlike any other hot tub you would ever seen, but it's also, again, back to the hot spring message, better water, better massage, better energy, like with our Ace saltwater system, which gives you basically a chemical-free way of owning a hot tub, and it feels great, so you're going to use the hot tub more. But yeah, it's the Limelights we're very excited about. There's five models, and they're really at that competitive price point as well, so we're excited about it.
Hassle-free experience, which is why you have the best ownership experience in the business, because you do this well, and you also do concierge service. Well, you do everything, come to the house, right?
That's right, valet service. So if you don't want to lift a finger but just be better by sitting in your hot tub, you have that option too.
All right, folks, and great financing available literally for a cup of coffee a week. You're owning a hot tub. You can't beat a deal like that. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, now in Devil's Lake too. Tell them Scott sent you, save up to $2,000 with the ACE promo code at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Thanks, Vince.
Every day made better. Thank you, Scott.
Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, and now Devil's Lake too.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. God said, man said.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. God said, man said.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. God said, man said.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday in the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
In Norway tonight at the Woodhouse from 5:30 to 7. My wife Maria and I will be there with brochures and answer any questions you have about the trip coming up next year, June 14th through the 29th. Norway at its very best, the Midnight Sun Tour, Flom Railroad and the waterfalls and the World War II historic sites and fjords and fjords and more fjords. North Cape of Oslo. You're not even going to believe how beautiful this is. Bergen, Stavanger, Voss, Stalheim has the most amazing hotel. The beauty, it's just really incredible. The ferries, I mean, you travel about every possible way. So, should be fun. We'll be tonight doing our first of a series of meetings on the trip. If you have any questions, no obligation, none of high-pressure deals. Just my wife and I there really informally answering any questions that you might have about the trip. So, and get you a brochure so you don't have to wait in the mail. That is tonight. In Bismarck, the Woodhouse Restaurant from 5:30 until 7. Brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. When you spray as much as you do, you new you know you need support from folks who know spray application, and nobody really knows spray application, honestly, like they do at High Plains Apache. They have no equal. They have no peer. It's pretty amazing. 2019s are in, so you can check that out. They have that new 40 series of Apache sprayers with all kinds of new features and a new look. And the financing and leasing options always on the table, and they're able to help there, too. If you use sprayers going, if you're looking for that, High Plains Apache, Mandan, call them 663-2375, Frontier south of Fargo, exit 60 off I-29, or online at highplainsapache.com. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, 85 years of age, fell in her office at the court, fractured three ribs, according to reports. Tests show that she fractured three ribs on her left side, admitted for observation and treatment. Her health, obviously, has been a matter of intense speculation for years. One of the oldest members of the court, one of the court's four liberal justices, so a lot of folks there also has been evidently she's not been feeling well of late, so this may be a product of that. So you know what we know there as well. One other thing related to the news, I'll get some of these texts. This story out of California, very sad. It looks like this Marine, who was out of the Marines now, but has been suffering from some PTSD and some significant issues. There had been a 911 call to his home, and they assessed the situation, decided not to do further treatment, but this is a sad one. We have a real big problem in this country, in that the current apparatus of the VA is not equipped to treat PTSD. And this is not right. This is wrong. This is not good at all. When Donald Trump was in Fargo, one of the times he talked to Gary Thaldson, who has been doing some great work on this and researching this. Gary came to know Rusty Ord, who's a good friend of ours and suffered from PTSD until he had hyperbaric oxygen treatment. And now we have a hyperbaric clinic in Fargo. This can help, but it needs to be protocol. It needs to be, you know, the VA just, they do it. Enough already. When we have as much evidence as we do that it works. So we got to do it. Texture says, that was the little kid asking John Candy questions in Uncle Buck. Is that you and me? Is that what that was?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was. It was a classic. What was that kid's name again? Famous actor.
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, there you go. Trump, says another texter. That is why I love him. Keep it up, Mr. President. So most folks are siding with him, Todd. Does that surprise you?
Nah.
No? Texter says, too bad we have a draft dodger for a commander-in-chief. Not a fan of the president's. Scott, give the gentleman putting on the dinner my number next year. I'd like to donate the coffee for them to use. Well, that's very nice. We'll do that. Sure, they'll take all the donations they can get. We're watching a swath of folks here in the first wave, three seatings to feed 1,500 people that started at 10:30, actually a little before that, and last today through 1:30. Something to see. All right. Maybe it's like in the Wizard of Oz, and the only thing left of Heidi after she melted is her cape and shoes, says Marty. That's a little harsh, isn't it? As for Heidi's no call, if it was me, I would prefer no call, says a texter, unless it's sincere. And I doubt Heidi would be sincere. That's enough.
We're moving That's enough.
On. Yeah.
That's enough.
We're moving on, callers.
That's a horrible thing to have happen.
Yeah, it definitely is. We are moving on. I'm a regionalist. Did you know that?
I didn't even know that word existed till today, but it does fit, but I never knew it. But
please pray to God that Ruth Bader Ginsburg retires this year, says another texter.
Well, that may happen anyway.
With or without the prayers, you're saying?
Exactly.
Prayers to be like an insurance policy. You know what I'm saying? A little insurance policy. I want to see the Secret Service toss that CNN hack out on his ear. Well, he's been tossed out right now. Texter said, okay, I stand corrected on the subsidies, taxpayer money being long gone. However, can the same be said for the windmill industry in North Dakota? There is a production tax credit, which is a benefit for the wind industry, but it is being phased out. So it is it's on its way out. Kudos to all of the folks that put this wonderful event on in Bismarck for an eighth year. The sponsors, Todd?
Eighth year. Cattle RV.
Schwann
Beer Juicy Cadillac. Quality Motels, Wells Fargo, Northwest Contracting. Action Movers, I think I got everything now.
Bless you, Bats.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Levi Taylor of Ypsilanti. With the combination of existing stressors in our industry right now, the pileup of stressors can leave farmers feeling powerless and frustrated. Dr. Sean Brotherson, NDSU Extension Family Specialist, explains that talking with others, taking time to assess options, and developing proactive steps to pursue are valuable in being able to regain a sense of control when facing challenges. Stress signals are warning signals, like the yellow light flashing on the dashboard, that indicates the need to slow down and focus on wellness. This is an important time to take care of oneself, family members, fellow farm workers, and neighbors. Reach out to talk about how you are feeling. Talk to your primary care doctor and local counselor to assess your physical and mental health. Call 211 for listening support, suicidal thoughts, mental health issues, crisis, and referral.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.